AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Attorney General Pam Bondi faced heated questions from Democrats over the new release of Jeffrey Epstein files.
I am deeply sorry for what any victim has been through, especially as a result of that monster. If you have any information to share with law enforcement about anyone who has hurt you or abused you, the FBI is waiting to hear from you.
Bondi faced pushback from Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, and she pushed back.
You can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch. On our time. No way. And I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me
anything. Yeah, oh, I did tell you because we saw what you did in the Senate.
You're a lawyer. Not even a lawyer.
Bondi sought to fend off criticism from Democrats who've accused her of ignoring Epstein victims, noting she is a career prosecutor who's devoted her legal work to protecting victims of sex abuse. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's ordered flags at government buildings to be flown at half staff for the next 7 days. Seven people were killed at a school in remote Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia. Two others were killed at a nearby home.
We will get through this. We will learn from this. But right now, it's a time to come together, as Canadians always do in these situations, these terrible situations, to support each other, to mourn together, and to grow together.
School shootings are rare in Canada, which has strict gun control laws. The motive remains unclear. The investigation continues. A man detained by police for questioning in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie in Arizona has been released. The Trump administration says a Mexican cartel drone incursion prompted a brief closure of airspace around El Paso International Airport in Texas. The airport has reopened. The Labor Department says a surprisingly strong 130,000 jobs were added last month. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks gave up an early gain and turned lower on Wall Street. The S&P 500 was down 0.2% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 196 points. That's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite was down 0.6%. The mixed trading came after the government reported a surprise improvement in the unemployment rate last month. The sign of strengthening for the job market was good news for the economy, but it could diminish the chances the Federal Reserve will make more cuts to interest rates. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.17%. Seth Sutel, New York.
In Italy at the Winter Games, Elizabeth Lemley and Jalen Koff have won gold and silver for the U.S. in women's freestyle mogul skiing. The U.S. men's hockey team plays their first game tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.